Both Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton have expressed opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, awaiting approval by Congress. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for Global Marketing, Dan Hallstrom, says TPP is very important for the beef industry, especially when it comes to exporting to Japan.
Japan's well over $1 billion in sales from the U.S. the last several years. It's our number one focus. Especially this year, we're coming out of a year in 2015 where we saw quite a bit of competition out of Australia, especially as we saw some liquidation of the herd due to drought. And we're starting to see that shift now where we're starting to see shorter supplies in Australia. And that combined with our timing where we're having a little bit larger supply of the beef herd, it's good timing for us to get more aggressive than ever in trying to get some of this share back in Australia, be it retail, food service, it's really one of our focuses.
Now, while Donald Trump has said he opposes TPP, this past weekend he did speak to supporters in Nebraska and talked about American agriculture products facing tariffs overseas, specifically in Japan. Trump plans to go tit for tat with Japan, saying if you want to charge a 38% tariff on Nebraska beef, we're going to slap a 38% tariff on cars. Trump added he would make sure China buys U.S. beef as well. Most of China is not open to direct exports of U.S. beef, although it is allowed in Hong Kong. Yet Trump still opposes TPP, a trade agreement that would lower the tariff on American beef going to Japan, albeit slowly over time. Japan's tariffs on U.S. beef would fall to 9% over the next 15 years. U.S. beef producers support TPP because it would level the playing field with Australia in the Japan market.